Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Thank you very much, Jay. On today's broadcast, we begin a brand new study on the subject of heaven. Heaven today, tomorrow, and forever. I define in our study what heaven is. The fact is that there are actually three heavens, and there is angelic activity in all three heavens. We begin our Bible study on heaven looking at the man who went into the third heaven, and he came back to tell the story. That's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 2. But before we get to the scriptures, let me share some information about the three heavens.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
Today, our subject is going to be focusing on heaven. Heaven. And how we must understand the reality of heaven. I looked up the word heaven in Webster's dictionary. It said, the home of God, the paradise of the afterlife, the location of departed souls. And then the last part of the definition, the sky, S-K-Y, the sky. Because we use that term heaven to look at the sky and talk about the sky. And I understand that the number 5 book on the New York Times best-selling list is about heaven. Several Christian authors have written about heaven. But I think it behooves us to come to an understanding of heaven by looking at the Word of God, which is the classic as it relates to what is going to take place in heaven, what is happening today, what will happen tomorrow, and what will happen for eternity future. So our focus today on heaven. Let me just remind you by putting up these microphone stands how end time events will unfold. The next event represented by this microphone stand would be the rapture of the church, the 7-year tribulation period. The pulpit representing the return of Christ, the 1,000-year millennial kingdom, and then this last microphone stand so that we have our whole way through the end times would be the great white throne judgment. By the way, chapter 20 and verse 11 of the book of Revelation deals with the end of the world. When John was writing, he saw one on a white throne with whose face the heaven and the earth had fled away. And we'll get to this when we think about heaven in eternity future. But the end of the world, when the world that we know it today, the heavens and the earth will all burn up and pass away. But as we start to think about heaven, let's look at heaven today and see what God's Word has to say about it. Take your Bibles, if you will, and go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. The Apostle Paul, writing to the people in Corinth, wrote them about an experience that I think actually he experienced, albeit he doesn't make that direct of a statement. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and look at verse 2. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth, such a one caught up to the third heaven. I think Paul is most likely talking about himself. I can't prove that absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing Paul to see if he indeed was the one. But whether he was or not, the evidence is clear that there was a man he knew 14 years earlier who had been caught into the third heaven. Now, that gives us some very interesting information. And we're going to be able to see in the book of Revelation, John the Revelator describes this third heaven. But indeed, we now become aware that there are three heavens. And the context with not only what Paul wrote, but John the Apostle, would indicate that the third heaven is the location of God. And indeed, I believe that that's what Revelation chapter 4 and 5 will reveal to us. But the third heaven indicates that there is a first and second heaven. Let me define the first and second heaven and actually what is going on there. The first heaven would be what we see if you would step outside now and look in the daytime and see the sun in the clouds. That would be the first heaven. The second heaven would be in the evening or at nighttime when you would see the stars and the galaxies and all of that in the evening, nighttime period of a day when we see the second heaven. The third heaven would be where God the Father is. In essence, you see the first heaven by day, the second heaven by night, and the third heaven by faith. And so these three heavens are in existence, and that's what we can learn and glean from the Word of God is a part of all the heavens that we want to understand better. Slip over to Ephesians chapter 6 with me just for a moment. In Ephesians chapter 6, it's known for the whole armor of God, how to be able to stand against the devil in the days in which we're living. You put on the whole armor of God. But there's an interesting verse, verse 12, that begins this exhortation to put on the whole armor of God, that again talks to us somewhat about heaven. Chapter 6 of Ephesians, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principles, and against powers, and against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. The King James says, in high places, other translation, in the heavenlies. And so we must understand, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, man and man, woman and woman. We are wrestling against what would be considered angelic creatures. When you talk about the phrases used here in verse 12, when it's talking about principalities against powers, against the powers and against the rulers of darkness, that would be angels that are in the heavenlies. Now, they are in the first and second heaven. They were thrown out of the third heaven when Lucifer, the most prominent of all the angels, did rebel against God. And there's indication in chapter 12 of the book of Revelation that one third of all created beings, all these angels, were the ones who followed Lucifer and rebelled against God. And they were thrown out of the presence of God in the third heaven, with one exception, and that would be Lucifer himself, or the devil, who has daily access to the throne of God and is there able to accuse the brethren. That would be chapter 12 and verse 10. The only one that has access into the third heaven of all evil creatures that are called angels, cast out at the time of rebellion, that has access to God. There is going to be, because of what these evil angels are doing today, and there's much on angels that would be of interest to you as it relates to end time prophecy. One of the things, according to the book of Daniel chapter 10, is that evil angels dispatched from the first or second heaven by Lucifer or Satan will come down and energize or take control of human world leaders. There in chapter 10 of Daniel in verse 13, it talks about the Prince of Persia, and the prince here, another name for an angel who would take control of a political leader in Persia at some time in history. And of course, that would have to be Haman, who had a desire to wipe out all the Jewish people. He put that in motion, and had it not been for Esther to come into the kingdom for such a time as this, that would have preceded. In verse 20 of chapter 10 of the book of Daniel, it talks about the prince of Greece, and that is another political leader that was energized or completely controlled by Satan, a evil angel that he dispatched to take charge of his life and manipulate the world the way he wanted it to go. And that would, of course, be Antiochus Epiphanes, the madman who the Grecian leader was that came into Jerusalem. He slaughtered a pig on the altar. The abomination of desolation took place. And indeed, he had shut down all sacrificial activity for the Jewish people there in in the city of Jerusalem at the temple. And so it is that we can see that Satan is dispatching in this time, and will so during the tribulation period, many evil angels to take over political leaders to accomplish his will. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 talks about the same thing. It says there in verse 12, "What? Know ye not that the devil is an angel of light?" And then the next verse says, "And his ministers of righteousness." And so in the end times leading up to the rapture, and especially during the tribulation period, Satan will dispatch evil angels to take control of men who stand behind sacred desks, and they will be satanically involved in trying to lead astray all those who may be believers in Jesus Christ. And that's why I would exhort you to always have your Bible with you when you sit to hear anyone speak. Hold them accountable, anybody, whoever it is, especially me, to this Word of God, and make certain that whoever is teaching is abiding in the Word of God. But in the heavenlies, the first and second heaven, Satan is there dispatching these evil angels to take control of human people, human world leaders, our religious leaders here before Jesus Christ comes to conclude all and set up his kingdom. Go to chapter 12 of the book of Revelation. We see now in the heavenlies, God the Father is going to come to the end of his patience with Satan and these evil angels. He's going to tell the archangel Michael to take charge of all the good angels and immediately go and take Satan, cast him out of the first and second heaven, cast him to the earth, and cast out all of his evil angels with him. Look here in chapter 12 of Revelation, verse 7. "And there was a war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels." Now, the word dragon, apocalyptic, verse 9 defines it. We'll get there in a moment. "And they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out." Here's the interpretation of that apocalyptic word dragon. "The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out onto the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." By the way, verse 10 says here, the last part, "For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." He's going to have this come to an end when at the midway point of the tribulation, Satan and all the evil angels are cast out of the first and second heaven, and Satan loses his access to the throne of God to accuse the brethren before God. Look what happens in the heavens, verse 12. "Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time." Verse 13 indicates he's going to intensify his persecution and destruction, and ultimately hoping for the annihilation of the Jewish people. Verse 13, "And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child." Now that's another apocalyptic term. Early on in chapter 12, it defines that woman who brought forth the man-child as Israel, because it was a Jewish woman who did bring forth the man-child, Jesus Christ. And as you continue to read here in chapter 12, you see how the devil and his evil angels are going to do everything possible to destroy the Jewish people. Verse 17, "And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." These evil angels, led by Satan, know that indeed if they can wipe out the Jewish people, then God is incapable of keeping his promises.
God is a keeper of his promises to the Jewish people. The Davidic covenant is a promise of the Jewish kingdom, the kingdom of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and that kingdom will be right here on the earth. This is when heaven will come to the earth. More on that in our study next week, when we see how heaven today becomes the heaven of tomorrow. Please don't miss our next study on heaven. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of this week's study.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...